and good morning to each and every one of you on this early year, early moment in this time frame. It is Portia and the guides, and we are happy about your question this week, which is, how do you maintain your joy, your lightness of being in a time that feels heavy and dark and difficult and a challenge? First, we will say that your original design and nature is joy, is lightness of being, is gratitude, is fluid, is grace, is the infinite resources of the God that created you. The illusion of something counter to the God that created this creation, the God that created this realm out of love. These things are illusions, lies. They are trying to get your attention as you ask about the difficulties, the challenges, the darkness. They are not of God. And we understand that they may seem often quite forceful, quite real. But it is just like a magic trick. It is an illusion, and it may look quite real what the magician is doing, and you clap and applaud because it is something that looks so real, and yet you know it is not. So you may even take this into your own practice when you see things that are not of God. And we will remind you that God is good. God is love. God is principle, truth, life, all goodness, light. That is the nature of God, the creator of this realm. That is the nature of the creation, this realm. How could a God that is all good manifest or create something opposite than itself? It is not possible. So when you have things that are challenging or that make you stop or are frustrating to you or you do not understand, simply pause and remember the illusory nature of these things and ask God and your spirit, what is the truth here? Just as you know with the magic trick, what is the truth here? That it is a sleight of hand, that it is an optical illusion, but that it is not true in the realm of this creation. So always make sure to pause, because often we see you run headlong into the emotional impact of something that feels resistant or something that feels not right to you, or it is not what you want, or you believe that things should be different. Simply pause, take a breath, and ask the God that created you and your spirit, which is an aspect of this creator, what am I to see here? What is going on? What is the truth? The question, what is wrong, will take you down the right path, the wrong path. It is like going down the rabbit hole. So do not ask what is wrong. Simply ask, what is going on here? What do I need to see? What is the truth? And in keeping your joy, dear ones, again, this is your natural state. So begin to play with this and prime the pump, so to speak, because seriousness and clamoring and dissatisfaction and discontent and frustration and anger and rage, all of the things that have been the underground darkness that are coming to light, And again, these are lies. These have held a stranglehold on mankind for quite some time, and intensely so in the past year or so. So please come back home to your center where joy reigns. And we are not talking about denial or that you are simply to be joyful or make it so. It is to come from your knowingness, knowingness that all is good, all is well, and also knowing that the joy that you have is a healing presence. And it also will bring forward solutions when there are situations that need healing. The solutions will be right there for you. And always you must ask when you see something and it feels that light is needed there, that enlightenment and healing is needed there. Always ask God and your spirit, what is my assignment here? Do I have a role or a job in this situation? And you may get an answer, no. You may receive the answer as you listen quietly. Send a prayer to God about this and let it go. Or you may be guided to something very practical for you to do in the moment, in your human life, about this situation. Remember, the joy flows freely when you're in alignment with that which created you, with your spirit, and with life itself. Life itself is a joyful unfolding of creativity and opportunity and light and the joyfulness of being. That is the nature of life on earth. And so as you allow this joy, this lightheartedness, this flow, this grace, this gratitude to fill your heart, to fill your being every moment, all will be well with you. Even as a time when a child may be stomping its foot and screaming at you, to see the truth here, that this is the child's opportunity to release whatever is going on. It is your opportunity to be a parent, if you are the parent, that is there in unconditional love and comfort and joy for this one, to recognize what it is going through and also to see and know the bigger picture of life unfolding in its perfection. Joy is your essential nature. If you feel you have lost it, simply claim it. Simply remind yourself it is not lost. It has never gone anywhere. It is within me. It is within my nature, my original design, who I truly am. We also will say, for those of you who do tend to be more serious, we are not saying to plaster a false smile on your face, because your joy may feel different than another's joy. One may be more exuberant and more physical, another may be more quiet and contemplative, but there is a lightness of being to the joy we speak of, the joy of your original design. So experience this and play with this, we ask you to do this week. And as always, we thank you for your attention to these details of the human life. They are, as you attend to them, blessing all of life, dear ones. Know this. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.